The Union Pacific Railroad had the perfect new resort to sell to its passengers. The only problem was convincing them to come to this remote area of Idaho. The story of how that took place is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Got equipment to sell privately, but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Averill Harriman was chairman of the Union Pacific Railroad when he devised the idea to build a new ski resort called Sun Valley. He hoped the rail line could earn money transporting people to the new resort. He hired New York publicist Steve Hannigan to devise a plan. But first, he simply needed a name for the new town.
After a few weeks here of the gorgeous sunshine and snow and people walking around and having a good time, and he's the one who called it Sun Valley. But then he figured, how are we going to get everybody to come here? It's in the middle of nowhere.
Jack Seibach says coming to Sun Valley in the 1930s was difficult. It's still a long journey to central Idaho today.
So he gave the idea of, let's invite the movie stars and people will follow and we'll get a lot of publicity. So he wrote and invited all the movie stars of that area, Clark Gable, Lucille Ball. He invited them here. He invited Ernest Hemingway to come to Sun Valley. That was a connection that still goes on today with some of the movie stars coming here.
When the movie stars arrived, someone else was close behind.
When they came, the press came, and look, and life had pictures of somebody skiing on the chairlift at Sun Valley, Idaho. And that's how we got our name. It's how we became famous.
Many of the original structures and lodges built in 1836 and 37 remain from Sun Valley's birth.
Of course, we say they built in 36 and 37, people will think it's an old-fashioned lodge, but of course the rooms have been remodeled. Of course the place has been taken care of, and all the decor is French countryside. The furniture was handmade in a factory in France.
It's a unique mix of old and new. It still attracts movie stars and many others to this resort town. Traveling the countryside in Sun Valley, Idaho, I'm Andrew McCrae.